This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Good morning, good neighbors. This is episode number 82 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbor Zach LaMaca from Not Home Services. How are we doing?
Good.
Great. Pleasure getting to meet you today and get to learn a little bit more about what you guys do. So why don't we just jump right in? Why don't you share a little bit what you do over at Not Home Services?
Yeah, so we created a different kind of home watch property management service than most offer around in town. We kind of gear more towards a concierge service, so not just your typical come in, flip lights on situation while, you know, our seasonal people are back up north. And then as well, we also do rentals and other kind of services as well.
Okay. How did you get involved in the home watch industry?
So it kind of fell in my lap. You know, I was in the golf industry, was a golf pro around town. And when our members would leave, you know, this was kind of before the home watch, we'll call it business, took off in our area. You know, they would just ask, you know, local pros that, you know, they were our members and say, hey, can you watch our house?
Right. Kind of ask a friend of a friend, right? Right.
So they, you know, would rather have, you know, us, someone that they knew and trusted, than just some, you know, random person, right? So COVID came around and there, you know, just opened up an opportunity. And I was like, you know what? Let's swing for the fences here. Let's try something crazy. And so my wife and I talked about it for a little bit and decided to create Not Home Services.
Very nice. So you've been at it for 3 years now, right?
Yep.
And growing, I mean, obviously Southwest Florida is growing, so the demand is growing as well.
It has. And, yeah, you know, I saw a little downswing, you know, people want to be down here more often, and so they were staying longer. But now it still kind of looks like it's going trending back the way it was, where, hey, we're going to go back up north. So, you know, it was a little downswing for a little bit, but now it's kind of evened out and everybody's saying, hey, we're still going to go back up north, so we need your services. So, and then those people that were down here that bought super high market, they're like, you know what, we need to make up our ground here for rentals. So then that's where we come in for that as well.
I was going to say, rentals and vacation homes, do you service those as well?
We do, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's important, especially down here in Florida, to have somebody watching your home, because you never know when you leave it unoccupied what's going to happen to it.
They're like, hey, we're going to go, my neighbors decided they're going to watch our house for us. Well, the neighbor goes on vacation or something like that, and air conditioning's down, they come to mold. So then they end up calling us back and be like, hey, you know, this is kind of what we need to do. Like, yeah.
So getting along that avenue, are there any myths or maybe misconceptions about the industry that we could clear up for our listeners?
So, yeah, there is. I mean, the way it started, you know, the home watch business was, you know, like I said, just random people, friends, family that were in town that would, you know, watch your home kind of thing, check light switches and all that stuff. The home watch business is much more than that. It's more in depth. You know, as far as, you know, there's the local home watch academy that we have around here. And it kind of teaches us the way to report correctly, where, you know, we follow through a huge guideline list that we do. And then as far as the way that I handle it is I created a like dummy down home inspection report that you get when you would close, you know, trying to purchase a home. I kind of dummied that down and use a scale where my clients can see based on like a traffic light, green, you're good. Yellow, hey, we might need attention. Red, let's figure this situation out. And those, my clients have that in their inbox as soon as I leave the house.
Nice, nice. And the Home Watch Academy is important too, because what do you say? The industry really isn't, I would say, regulated. You don't have to have a license to be in this, correct?
Correct. You don't. And that's the thing. Like, you, as far as like, you want to make sure, you know, when you hire a home watch company that they have, you know, the insurance, limited liability insurance and all that. You technically, I guess you could have a home watch company and not have any of that. Sure. But being part of, you know, the academy, you need to have all that. So it's kind of,
you're getting the instruction, the guidelines, the and that's important, because, you know, not somebody getting into this business isn't an expert. They don't know, you know, they don't know everything about it. So is there everybody's starting your own business is always a challenge. Has there been anything along your path that's been, you know, a challenge or something you can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm better because I went through that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a marketing person, tech person by any means, right? Having to go through all of that has kind of bettered me, you know, for my business and other opportunities that I have going on as well that, you know, forced me to do it. I don't want to do it, but, you know, learning the whole new tech side and social media stuff is crazy to me that it works. I don't know how, but it, you know,
and it's ever changing. It's ever changing. So you got to keep up with it. As soon as you figure, hey, I got this. Nope. They change it all on you. Right.
Yep. That's exactly it.
Crazy. So outside of work, I know you probably don't have a lot of free time owning your own business, but what do you enjoy? You mentioned golf. What do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Yeah, so I have two little ones of my own. So my wife and I, we try to enjoy, you know, boating, fishing. They're too little to golf, and my wife doesn't enjoy golf. But so do that. And then my oldest, he'll be 5 in May, so we just got him into hockey as well. So we're kind of bouncing around between boating and being at the rink.
Busy travel parents and all that. That's difficult. So I forgot to ask, are you from down here originally?
So I was born in Michigan. But I left Michigan when I was 2 years old. So I'm raised down here.
That's good parenting. See, that took my blame my parents for not being born down here. It took me till after college to get down here. But I love it. I love it. That's why we live down here. So is there maybe one thing that our listeners should know about home watch services that maybe they don't know that we can help them, you know, educate them a bit about?
You need it. You don't want your home unattended. It's a big thing. There's so many, it's different than being, you know, being up north. Being up north, you can, when you're coming down here, right, you just turn the water off and you're good to go, kind of thing. Here, there's so many variables that happen when they're not here, right? So you have AC units go out. You're not going to know it unless someone's watching your house, right? Even if your neighbor, like, they don't know what to look for. They could walk in, just
check something. Looks fine, right? Yeah.
Looks fine, right?
Yep.
Or, you know, the refrigerator tripped. They don't know that, and they open it, and they had some lovely frozen stuff, and then it's not frozen anymore. You just, if you're gone for, even if you're, you know, gone for a month or two, you need somebody to be there to check on your home.
But somebody who knows what they're looking for, because I've had situations where you've got a cleaner coming in maybe once a week, once a month. They're just cleaning. They're not looking for that stuff, you know, and there could be an issue. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So how would our listeners go about getting hold of you if they're interested in, you know, going back up north for whatever reason and somebody to watch their house?
Yeah, absolutely. So on my website, it's www.knot, which is knot-hs.com. And then we have a little fill out your form there, contact us, and then they'll get straight to me, and then I'll be happy to reach out and connect with you and figure out what we need for you going forward.
Absolutely. Hey, Zach, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor. Any last words for our listeners? Anything else?
No. Jim, thanks for having me on. I appreciate everything.
Hey, appreciate what you do in the community and look forward to seeing you out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.